Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan, and today we're digging into Medtronic's fiscal 2027 first quarter, and it's a big one.
Yeah, a lot to unpack here. Big beats, a couple of surprise M&A announcements, and a robotic story that's getting more interesting by the day.
Before we jump in, quick note, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
With that out of the way, let's get into the numbers because they were strong.
$9.8 billion in revenue, up 13.7% organically, adjusted EPS of $1.45, both well ahead of what analysts were expecting. Now, a chunk of that growth came from an accounting quirk. Fiscal 2027 is a 53-week year, and that extra week added about 670 basis points to growth this quarter.
Right, but even stripping that out, CFO Terry Piatton said it was their strongest quarterly performance in nearly 8 years, excluding COVID comparisons. So this wasn't just a calendar trick. The underlying business is actually accelerating.
And it was broad-based.
CEO Jeff Martha kept hammering that point. It's not one hot product carrying the quarter. It's basically every major business line pulling its weight.
The headline story, though, is Cardiac Ablation Solutions, CAS. That business grew 88% worldwide, 139% in the U.S. They crossed $2 billion in trailing 12-month revenue, ahead of schedule. Their Sphere 9 catheter picked up 9 points of U.S. market share this quarter alone.
9 points in one quarter is wild for medtech.
It really is. And they're guiding CAS to grow at 2.5 times the broader electrophysiology market for the full year, even upgraded that to more than 3x for second quarter. The U.S. installed base for their Affera system grew 35% sequentially, on top of 40% the quarter before.
Which tells you they're nowhere near saturated. Management said 75% of that installed base is still concentrated in high-volume hospital centers, so there's a long runway into smaller accounts.
Beyond CAS, cardiac rhythm management grew 15%, cranial and spinal technologies grew 13%, and surgical, their biggest unit at over $6 billion a year, grew 9%. Pelvic health jumped 15%, largely thanks to AltaViva, where procedures doubled sequentially.
Now, let's talk strategy, because Medtronic made two acquisition-adjacent announcements the same morning as earnings. First, a $700 million strategic investment and distribution deal with Cornerstone Robotics for their Centire surgical robot outside the U.S.
This one got some pointed questions on the call. One analyst basically asked, "Does this mean you've lost confidence in Hugo, your own robot?" And Martha pushed back hard, said it's the opposite. Hugo's on track to hit 50,000 procedures by year end, growing at twice the market rate. Cornerstone is about extending reach into international markets where Hugo isn't the right fit, not replacing it.
Basically building a multi-platform robotics portfolio instead of betting everything on one system.
Exactly, and Thierry noted the financial impact this year is minimal. Mostly just some foregone interest on that investment, but they expect real revenue and margin lift starting in fiscal 2028.
The second deal was PiCardia in structural heart, first FDA-cleared technology for leaflet modification in TAVR procedures for patients at risk of coronary obstruction. That's part of a broader doubling down in structural heart alongside their earlier investment in Antares.
On guidance, they raised full-year organic revenue growth to a range of 7.25% to 7.75%, up 50 basis points, and bumped EPS guidance to $5.94 to $6. Operating margin is still expected to expand about 50 basis points for the year.
One thing I found interesting, an analyst pressed on why the margin guide only ticked up slightly despite the revenue beat, and Thierry was pretty direct about it. They're taking a portion of that upside and reinvesting it into the growth engines rather than just letting it drop to the bottom line.
Which fits the broader narrative here. R&D spend and acquisition spend have both roughly doubled over the past year or so, going from about $2.8 billion in R&D and half a billion in deals to nearly $3 billion in R&D and $2 billion in acquisitions.
Then there's renal denervation, Symplicity, which isn't a huge revenue number yet, but Martha called it one of the biggest long-term opportunities in medtech. Real-world outcomes are beating clinical trial results by 2 to 4 times, and more commercial payers are coming on board for reimbursement.
And don't forget the diabetes business. Minimed, still on track for a planned separation, though no firm date yet. It actually grew 15% this quarter, so management's in no rush. They want to spin it off when conditions are optimal, not just to hit a deadline.
So, what's the takeaway for listeners? Medtronic looks like a company hitting an inflection point. A historically slow, mid-single-digit grower now stacking double-digit quarters, powered by newer platforms like CAS, Hugo, and AltaViva alongside legacy strength in cardiac rhythm and spine.
The risk to watch is the extra week comparison, making things look rosier than the underlying trend, and CAS growth naturally moderating as they lap tougher comps later in the year. But management's tone, investing aggressively, raising guidance, layering in bolt-on deals, signals real confidence, not just talk.
They've also got an investor day coming up December 10th and 11th in Charlotte, where they're promising a deeper look at the pipeline and capital allocation strategy. Worth circling on the calendar if you follow this name closely.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's it for this breakdown of Medtronic's first quarter fiscal 2027. A strong quarter, some bold strategic bets, and a lot to watch heading into that December Investor Day.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
See you then.